So remember, it's Father's Day and Thursday night. Bruce, what is today? It is
Thursday.
It is Thursday. Who knows? You might even get some other people watching on here, Bruce. We just never know. You never know who's going to be watching through. So we've got Father's Day songs. So we're going to have Rita bless us first with a good old song called Grandpa.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay and stand beside each other come what may? Is a promise really something people kept, not just something they would say? Did families really bow their heads to pray? Did daddies really never go away? Oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Grandpa, everything is changing fast. We call it progress, but I just don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past and paint me the picture of long ago. Did lovers really fall in love to stay and stand beside each other come what may? Was a promise really something people kept, not just something they would say and then forget? Did families really bow their heads to pray? Did daddies really ever go away? Oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Oh, Bruce, tell me about the good old days.
Sorry about that. I just had to do it.
God bless. And I didn't have to pay her to do that one either. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Who was rolled in? Else is rolled in here. Janice has joined us. No way asking, are you going to sing I'm a Believer? Nope, not tonight. We are down by two. That's why I'm sitting back on the drums, Noah. We don't have our drummer, nor do we have Brandon on guitar. It's running a little light here, but sing along with this, guys.
Quality,
not quantity. Well said, Bruce. Keep going there, Karen. Hear our cry, Lord, we pray. Our faces down, our hands are raised. A little slower, Karen. Hold on a second. Let's just have the tempo on this, right? This is Thursday night's practice. There you go. Hear our cry, Lord, we pray. Our faces down, our hands are raised. You called us out, we turned away, we turned away. The shipwrecked faith, the idols rise. We do what is right in our own eyes. Oh, children, now we'll pay the price. We need your light, Lord, shine your light. We have a need in you, Lord, it's now, Lord, it's now. We're desperate for your hand, we're reaching out, we're reaching out. May your kingdom come in hearts and lives. Let your church arise. Let your church arise. If we ever needed you, Lord, it's now. Lord, it's now. We're desperate for your hand. We're reaching out. We're reaching out. If we ever needed you, Lord, it's now. Lord, it's now. We're desperate for your hand. We're reaching out. We're reaching out. We need you now. Revive us now. We need you now. Amen. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. Yes, it was rough, but it's Thursday. So we're practicing for Sunday, right? Let's see. Who else I see rolled in here? Nancy Stamper's joined in. Joe Zankert's joining. Christine has joined in with us. Welcome. Remember, we're taking some prayer requests, too. Although, now that I say that, I don't have anything to write anything down with. Maybe Melody can write things down if we get something that rolls in. So welcome, everyone. Good you can hang out with us. Rita's going to bless us with an awesome song called Written in Red.
Letters of crimson, God wrote his love on a hillside so long, long ago. For you and for me, Jesus died, and love's greatest story was told.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So we like to do, one of the things we like to do on Sundays is we have what we call our call to worship. And a lot of times I like to integrate that into the opening hymn. And part of the pastor's message is going to be rolling through. He specifically requested amazing grace. That's right. That's why you've got it like this. All right. So, Melody, can you bless us through the second part there with it? That'd be awesome. Thank you. Thank you. So, Karen, go ahead. In F, right? Is that what we decided? Yeah. Is that what you're on, Bruce? Okay.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, me how I first believed.
Bless us, Melody.
Come into this space and that you would heal our hearts, that you would heal our nation, and you would just heal our land. Thank you that you are just making your presence and your truth known, making your truth known in love, and just giving us all that we need. Amen.
Acapella. who else has been kind enough to still hang out here with us? I see Tammy and Ted and Christine and Joe. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out here. hanging out with the fun. Right. Oh, you got to like it. Let me take a quick look here to see if there's anybody else hanging out over on the other side here. Because we are cross-posting. It's one of the cool things with Facebook. We can kind of put a couple of different places. Linda Kunick is saying hello. Mary Sheldon's hanging out. This is on the other on our other page. But God is good and God is able. So welcome, everyone. Glad you're hanging out here with us. I guess if we're doing this in order, I need to be actually walking over here and play this song, don't I?
What is our next song?
It's
The Maker. Okay. So I don't really know a whole lot about The Maker. But I think, well, the song, I should say. But I think that it's a song that Dad's friend wrote. Is that right? No. Dad's friend introduced you to? How did you find out about this song, Dad? Is it?
Okay, I guess you talk long enough to get me up here. Thank you.
I don't know the inspiration behind this song.
The inspiration behind this song is a couple years back, I heard this. I don't even remember who actually turned me onto this song, but I just really like the message that's going through. This song was done by Dave Matthews, and Dave Matthews is quite popular, especially up in Canada. So one of the lines you're going to hear where he's talking about Jean-Baptiste, which would be John the Baptist.
Okay.
But this song is talking about the Maker, obviously speaking of God. And it talks about a lot of the darkness that runs in this world and a lot of the distractions that get in the way and all the trials that we deal with. You're going to hear a line on here that says, Brother John, have you seen the homeless daughters standing there with broken wings? Remember what I told you that means, Melody? The homeless daughters then would be the homeless, of course, and the prostitutes standing there with their broken wings, and it's a really powerful song.
John, have you seen the homeless daughters standing there with broken wings? I've seen the flaming souls there over east of Eden, in the eyes of the Maker, burning in the eyes.
Oh, river, rise from your sleep.
Thank you, Bruce. They're pretty. I just like simple message, simple song.
Yeah, I like that ending you did there, Dad. That was really powerful doing it a cappella. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, for those of you keeping score, I am wearing a headset mic, which is kind of a necessary thing when you're playing the drums. You can get away with other mics to try to bring it in play, but I opted for this one because it gets her done. Sing along with this.
Thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father.
Snuck in. God bless you guys. Glad you could be here. It is a good thing. Isn't that good? Karen didn't even notice. All right. We get to sing along with a hymn then. Is Katie still clicking? Yes, she is. Katie? No, we're not going to do the doxology right now. We will do that on Sunday. Yep. Whoop, go back. The faith of our fathers. Absolutely. Whenever you're ready, come.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts be high with joy, where we hear that glorious word, faith of our Father's holy faith. He will be true to thee till death. Our Father's chained in prisons dark, we're still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be their children's fate if they like them could die for thee. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our Father's, we will strive to win our nations on to thee. And though the truth he comes from God, thy kindly word has verified.
Thank you, thy words.
Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death.
Last verse, let's see if I can read the right line this time.
Faith of our Father's we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and greet thee too as love of love, by kindly words and gracious life. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee.
All right, what did we decide on this? Capo 2. Two? Capo 2. Mel, do you have any second thoughts on doing that other song after this one? No? Just checking with you. All right. So this will be the last song. She's ready for a nap.
There was a cross on Calvary, where they crucified God's Son. It's been the salvation of many a poor soul. And Lord, I know I'm one. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Rita!
'Twas grace that taught my heart to and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.
Melody.
Oh,
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right. Well, that finishes off music for us. So Melody has a message she's going to share. Thank you, Melody. Okay, so this Sunday is actually going to be a what we call a drive-in service. So it'll be the last Sunday for our interim pastor, Steve Copeland. So we're hoping you can hang out here with us. He will be outside. The band actually will be inside. It's because the weather is looking a little iffy for that. But he will be outside sharing, and we'll have all that stuff happening. So, okay, Melody is going to go on that mic. That's fine. Let me find
the right on this one.
Button for you, Melody.
Let me see.
Where did I put it?
Well, that worked. Mic.
Okay, it should be live, actually. Is it? Say something.
Check. 1, 2. Is that working? Probably clipped onto my shirt here. How's that working? Is that me making those sounds? Or, Dad, is this on? Check. 1, 2. Ooh, that's hot. 3, 4, 5, 6. I think we're in. Sounds like we're in. Oh, so long. It's awesome singing with you all. Yeah, this feels a little hot, but other than that, it's not too bad. So, once again, just like last time, here I can scoot a little bit. I have not much prepared, just a general gist of what I want to say and what I want to share. So, we'll see where the Holy Spirit goes. But for those of you that aren't friends with me on Facebook, which maybe some of you, I recently made a post about my stance on homosexuality and gay rights and LGBTQ and all of that. So I just want to start out with reading this to you all. So this is what I wrote on Tuesday. God teaches us that hate is wrong, a sin even, and love wins. Love drives out the darkness. The word also speaks about truth, uncomfortable as it may be sometimes, and the need for truth to be spoken. The book of Ephesians reminds us of this, saying that truth must be spoken in love so we can become mature members of the body of Christ, united and sound in our understanding of the faith. I've prayed. I've cried. I've wrestled. I've researched. I've sat in deep contemplation. I've listened to friends and theologians on both sides. I've worried that I'm going to lose friends over what I'm about to share. But the fact is, yesterday I came across a post from a friend that prayed that I would become uncomfortable with the things that I needed to change or speak up about. I prayed that prayer, and now I'm compelled to break my silence, speaking in love and not condemnation or hatred. And if I could go back now, I would also add a word, judgment, because a lot of people have been making comments thinking that I was trying to judge, so I'll add that in as well. But I'd like to share a few biblical truths. Point A, the sanctity of marriage is between a man and a woman. Since the dawn of creation, this is how we were designed, male and female. This is laid out in the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. You can look at Genesis chapter 19, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. And then I also wrote, as an aside, I'd like to point out that the Leviticus passage deals with Levitical law, the guidelines laid out for the Israelites. These guidelines were split into two parts, ceremonial law and moral law. We still follow the moral law laid out in Leviticus, such as acknowledging that stealing, lying, and cheating are wrong. Point B, God created us exactly how he wants us to be. If we try to change that, we are rejecting the hand of our Creator. Psalm chapter 139, verse 14 says, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. If God says of me, it is good, who am I to say, it's not right? Just to reiterate, I love my LGBTQ plus friends, and I know some that are Christians. I will continue to cherish our relationships, and I'm happy they won't be fired per the recent Supreme Court decision. But I also acknowledge that the Supreme Court decision is affirming sin. I can't support a lifestyle that God says is sinful. I realize I'm in the minority with this stance, but I choose to stand on these words. I love you all. So I wrote that, and that was a big step for me, because like I said, I've been looking into this for years. This isn't some spur of the moment. I just decided this is something I want to write about. It's something that I've been wrestling and contemplating because God does tell us to love everyone. And so I was like, well, doesn't that mean that they have a right to love who they want to love? And I've known so many people that follow this lifestyle. And so I was like, is there some validity to it? And especially when my pastors are telling me that it's not a sin, and my professors are telling me it's not a sin, and my college campus for the majority was saying it's not a sin. I mean, I was like, I need to look into this because I grew up believing that it was. And so I did. I would go to the library and I would just sit, and they had these really cool things called biblical commentaries, which is kind of like an encyclopedia for the Bible, if you will. And so basically it breaks apart all of the components, every, like, verse by verse. You can go in and you can see this is what the great theologians on all sides have said. And so I was able to sit there and able to understand this is the perspective that people are bringing, and this is how it's been interpreted, and this is the past meanings behind these words and whatnot. So that was what I looked at and I dove into. And so finally I was like, this is a sin. And it's hard to say that, and I've been scared to say that for a very long time because I was afraid it would hurt my ministry with other people going forward. But the point is, I think I'm going to use an example for this. If you don't know the rules, if you don't know the moral code, then there's nothing to really follow or know, yes, I'm sticking to it, or no, I'm deviating from it. It's just confusion. It's kind of like the game, there's this card game called Mao, where one person knows the rules and everyone else doesn't. And so time after time, you know, you put a card down and they'll go penalty for, and then they say, you know, penalty for not following suit or number, penalty for putting down an ace out of turn, something like that. And so that's how you learn the rules. But initially you don't know the rules and it's frustrating. But you also don't know what you're doing wrong. So once you are able to find out and are reminded, this is what God's truth says, hopefully we can get to a place of growth and understanding. And like I said, I am not here to condemn. I'm not here to judge. You know, because that is not what my God says. My God does not say that I need to hurt people or hate people. No, we leave that to darkness. That is not my job. My job is to recognize the humanity of life around me and to just love, but to also speak truth. God does not condemn, but he does want us to know when we're doing something wrong. It is because I love all of you so much that I'm sharing this. And I know that may seem confusing, but it's almost like when parents discipline their children, you know, it's painful in that moment, but they grow from it and they get stronger because now they know better. And so I feel like this is something where our country has strayed so far from the biblical truth and what's in the Bible. And so I also saw a couple of comments when I was looking through my Facebook post, and people were saying, you know, how can you hate people that would be fired from their jobs for being LGBTQ? And my response back to that is, that's not what I said, and that's not what I meant. And if it came across that way, I'm sorry. You should not be fired for being LGBTQ. You should not get health care or not have housing or anything like that. That is hatred. That is singling someone out for their sin and hating them for it. And that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying things that encourage sin. That is what we need to be coming up against. Things that say this sin is okay, specifically related to that sin. That's the kind of things where we need to acknowledge that we're going in the wrong direction. And I know that's hard to listen to, and it's been confusing. It's been so confusing for me. But that's what God's been sharing with me. And last night, I wasn't sure if I was going to share this or not, but I'm feeling led to share this. Because even after I made that post, there was still that small part of me where I was like, God, am I wrong? Because I'm doing all of this to try and edify the church and remind us where we need to be standing on the word. And there were two things. The first one was I got a message from a strong faith leader in my life, and she said, just keep pressing on, you know, follow the straight and narrow path, and that really encouraged me. But the other thing was last night. I don't know the best way to describe it. It's almost like VR, but instead of virtual reality, think like Vision Realm. It was somewhat of a dream or a vision. And so I was in my bed. It was like 1 a.m. and I was just sitting there, and I was praying to God, and I was singing, because God tells us that sometimes we just need to sing to him when speaking doesn't work, and there's all kinds of ways you can communicate with God. It's beautiful. And so I was singing, and God was saying, you know, even though you can't see me, I'm with you. Even though you can't see me, I'm with you. And so then I still wasn't tired after that. I was like, God, is there anything else I need to know? And this thought came into my mind, and it said, defeat the darkness. Pray against the darkness. And so I was like, okay. So I just started praying against the darkness and the evil forces that have been coming into this world and have been trying to take over our great nation, to take over, you know, this strong Christian-rooted nation that we have. And in the spiritual realm, so there's our physical realm and there's our spiritual realm. And so the physical realm is when you open your eyes and you see, you know, I see this chair, or you see this coat that I'm wearing. So the spiritual realm is not visible to the naked eye. But God allowed me to see with my spiritual eyes that there were demons, that there was darkness literally standing around my bed. And it was terrifying. And so I'm sitting there on my bed, and I'm just praying that, you know, that they will go away, and I'm rebuking them. And I am just saying, you know, they do not belong here, because, you know, they are not of God. And I took my hand and I started to jab, you know, almost like you're jousting. I started to jab, and I saw the sword of truth in my hand. It was literally the armor of God that I was wearing. I had the sword of truth, and I was jabbing these demons that were coming at me, and I was slashing at them. And then I put up my hands, and it was the shield of faith. And I had the shield of faith, and I was holding them off, and I was pushing them away, because I chose to stand. I chose to stand on the truth of God. And so the darkness and the demons were coming against me. And so I was fighting them. And so finally, all of them left. And I was like, God, am I good? And God's like, there's one more. So then I turned, and I saw, it was maybe about 3.5 feet tall, standing right at the edge of my bed. And so I leaned over. I got right in his glowing red eyes. They were hideous, these glowing red eyes. And I looked at him, and I said, you must go now. You do not belong here. I know you thought I was going to be an easy target, but you were wrong. Because I stand on the promises and the authority and the truth of God by the blood of the Lamb. I will not bow to you. I said, do you know how many angels I have behind me? And I started counting. I said, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I counted all the way up to 90. 90 angels standing behind me. Defending. Standing with me. And I was that commander. I was that commander that was there at the front lines. And the demon just shrank and shriveled up. And I crushed it under my thumb. That's what I was doing in that spiritual realm, and I was connecting it with the physical realm. But Ephesians 6:12 really came to life last night. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the spirits, those principalities of darkness and evil. That is what we are fighting against, and it became so much more real for me last night because I saw it. So if you ever had any doubt, you know, that this is what's going on. I'm not fighting against the people that made comments saying it's not a sin. I'm not fighting against them. I'm fighting against the darkness that is whispering into their hearts and whispering into their minds and trying to go against the word of God. Because we are the ambassadors, we are the messengers of Christ. And we can choose to stand on the side of light, or we can choose to stand on the side of darkness. And we have that choice. We have that free will. And so we just have to be understanding. We have to know where we stand. And I know that what I've just shared is hard. And I'm one of those feel-goods, you know, I love sharing the love of God and peace and gentleness and all that stuff. But sometimes we need to know that there are moments where we need to stand and fight. We need to have that righteous fight. So yes, I still love everyone, and God's mercy is so great and so boundless. He loves all of us, and my sins are just as equal as LGBTQ or anything like that. Right here. They're the same. The same level of sin. God sees them all the same. But just like today we're saying Black Lives Matter as saying this is what we need to be paying attention to right now, because we know all lives matter, but this is what we're focusing on right now. That's what I'm saying right now. I'm focusing on this sin. There are other ones out there. I'm not denying that. I sin too. But this is what I'm choosing to put my feet down and stand on in this moment. So that's what I feel led to share. And, you know, it's controversial and it's political, but God is greater than our sins, and God's love and God's mercy and God's healing and retribution are just greater than that. His mercy is greater. Let's pray. God, just pour out your spirit of truth and understanding on our generation and on our world. And thank you that you just reveal what you need to reveal to us, and just guide us in the path that you need us to walk. And God, if there's anything that I said today that I shouldn't have said, God, I repent. And, you know, just help me realize that this is what I did wrong, and I'll correct it and put it in the comments or something like that. But, you know, I feel that this is what needs to be shared in this moment. I feel that this is your word. This is your truth. And this is what we need to hear right now. You are a God of grace. You are a God of mercy. You are a God of love. We acknowledge that. We accept that. We believe that. But you also want us to grow and get closer to you. To get closer to you so that we can become better Christians and just have a better relationship with you, God. So, for all those Christians that have been struggling with not knowing where they stand, God, I hope that what I shared today can shed some light, and so they can begin to explore and to see where they stand, to see where your heart is. This is what I acknowledge is the truth, and I stand on that. So God, thank you that you would just work in the hearts of your people, the hearts of your children, because we are all your children. And that you would just remind us that you love us so, so, so much. And your love is boundless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.